Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees and the Pennsylvania State Education Association, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today, we've got Katie Snyder of AppletreeMediaWorks.com. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Hey, listen, I got to talk to you. I got a problem. There's a strange woman in my house that listens to me all the time, copies down what I'm saying, even when I'm not talking to her. And then if I ask her a question, usually she says, I don't have an answer for that.
Well, it's not your wife. It sounds like you've got a digital assistant in the house.
Siri.
Yes.
Yes. And quite frankly, I mean, there are some real issues about privacy that we should be considering before bringing Siri into our home.
There have been quite a few articles about that, and there's been some responses to that. I know in the case of Google, with their device called Google Home, it is listening, but it's listening for it to ask for, okay, Google. Once it hears that, then it starts recording what you've said so that it can go back and send that back to search for your answer. Google has said, you know, we're not recording what you've got going in your house. We're listening for you to say, okay, Google. Once you say, okay, Google, yes, we're recording until you're done with okay, Google.
How do we undo our search logs? How do we get rid of them?
They're there. And in general, what you're asking for would be no different than what you're typing in your computer. And obviously, that's come up before, too. I know that they've done some great articles, like an author was writing a murder mystery book. And obviously, their Google queries were very interesting and raised some eyebrows. And, you know, you kind of get into the whole, pre-planning of, you know, what is this guy up to? Same thing with the digital assistants. Just being careful of what it is that you're searching for and is it appropriate for what you should be searching for. It's one of the policies that you accept when you invite one of these digital assistants into your home.
Well, if I'd read the fine print, I would have known that, huh?
Yep. In general, you know, we've got some devices in our home, and we use them for my son has discovered that they're great for helping him with homework. That's good and bad. I like to know the weather. I like to know, what's the best price for an item that I'm looking for in my car, because obviously I'm not going to type into my phone while I'm in the car. I'll ask Siri, you know what? Where's the best sushi near me? And that's really what we'll talk about today is voice search and the good part of it. I know that there's a lot of security issues with it, but the good part of it, because people are using it, and we're looking at almost 50% of searches are starting to happen via voice search. So it's something to pay attention to.
There you go. Long tail search keywords. Talk to us about that.
Yep. This is something when you're preparing your business to be picked up by these voice search programs. Nobody's really thought about, hey, how do I get Siri to bring me up as an answer? Well, one of the ways is understanding how people do use something like Siri. In this case, what's called a voice search, when you're asking something for Google, your Google Home, you'd say, okay, Google, find a union printer near me. Versus if you were sitting in front of your computer and you had a Google window open, you're more likely to put in Union Printer Pittsburgh. And you can see there's a big difference there, and that big difference is called a long tail search. So when you're doing your search engine optimization on your website and you want your website to be the choice that Siri brings up, got to make sure you've got these long tail searches in there.
This is interesting. And as soon as you think that you start to get a handle on SEO, that's why, of course, we have AppletreeMediaWorks.com and Katie Snyder.
Yeah, and study it.
It takes a special kind of person, doesn't it, Katie? and folks, I got to tell you, quite honestly, I stipulate to this all the time, and I will tell anybody in the world, Katie handles our website. She does a great job. And the reason why she does a great job is she never listens to my silliness, but that's another story. And when I break the website, she fixes it and then makes it so I can't break it again. But, I'm just saying. So This is again a change, a substantive change to SEO, and if you're not doing it, somebody else is, and they're going to win.
Absolutely. This is a great place to put some of your SEO maintenance time into. Think about your local search. When you're in the car and you're asking for, you know, a union printer near me, or, you know, a union radio station, a labor radio station near me, it's got to know, you know what? Here's this radio station that's near me. Here's this radio station that's in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm driving right now. It knows that via GPS. So you've got to make sure that your directories are updated, that your map entries are updated for your business. Other than that, it's not going to know that, hey, you're in Pittsburgh and this person driving's in Pittsburgh and you two should, you know, this is the right answer.
Online reviews. How do we get an online review into Siri, and just how important is that?
Well, Siri will go out and pick them up, and that's extremely important. Siri does not want to be wrong. She learns. She's constantly learning. She's artificial intelligence. The database algorithms behind her are looking for the right answer. So this is a big one for your organization. Ask for those reviews. If someone comes back and they're talking about how great your business is and what you've done for them and how much they enjoy listening to you or how much they love what you just did for them, ask them flat out. Make sure you've got those links. Say, you know what, here's a link to review me out on Google. Do you mind just taking a minute and typing that up for me? And that can make a huge difference. Siri will say, yep, here's a great place for me to send this person that's talking to me.
There you go. Alexa, where's my business? You launch a new business website. What are we doing there?
Yes. So now, besides the directory sites that we always will send our or submit our client websites to, and then there's the big search engines, your Google, your Bing, your Yahoo, that we always submit new websites to. Now you have to submit websites to Alexa and Siri, and also make sure that everything is updated with Apple as well. So there's a whole new piece to the puzzle. We've added it to our checklist, and that's how you get out there. Alexa doesn't just know that you're a good option. Siri doesn't just know that you're a good option. You have to tell it, just like we have to tell Google that you're a great website. We have to tell Yahoo, you know, the details of your website, why Yahoo should send you somewhere. Same thing with these voice search programs.
Good deal. All right, one final thing, shifting gears here. Getting back to net neutrality, the FCC, the American public is not sitting down for this one with a jet pie. What's going on right now?
Well, you're right. Everybody was very, very angry when this happened. Last time we were on the radio station, we went over the details, and it came, you know, it was on the news in front of everyone. And now it's kind of fallen back to the back burner. And this is really the time that we've got to, you know, put our foot down, like you said, and really get our voices out there, because it's actually working. 21 states and several public interest groups are actually suing the FCC for their choice. This was their choice. It never went to vote. Their choice to repeal the net neutrality laws. So they're standing up and saying, nope, what you did was unconstitutional. And that's actually getting the attention of some of our politicians, of our Senate members. We're very, very close to having enough votes for a legislative measure to overturn the FCC's rule change. We've got all 49 Democratic senators are all standing in unity on this one. We've got one Republican so far that's also in. So we're close. We've got 50 people that are saying, yep, we will stand up for this.
So in other words, we have a whole bunch of Republican senators that are for taking candy away from puppies.
Yes, and we need to be making those phone calls. Call them. Let them know I'm voting. Call and make sure that your state is on the list for suing the FCC. But it's so important to let your politicians know, I vote, and I know that you're standing against this, and I'm not okay with that. Call them, email them. You can go out to our last blog article. We've got great links there for the easy way to call them and the easy way to submit your comments to them.
There you go. Katie, it is always a pleasure. We appreciate it. What's new and exciting in AppleTreeMediaWorks.com?
Well, we've got another website that we're working on. It seems like we've always got something new going on with that. We're still keeping an eye on this whole voice search thing. This came to the front, and we're not going to let this one go because the American public is not letting it go. We're still watching social media, watching for something new to come out. We know something's coming. Instagram is still growing, so we're helping a lot of organizations start to capture those pictures. You know, we tell everybody, you've got this great phone in your hand, and you guys just had this great picnic or this great family event, but nobody took any pictures. Get those phones out. Let's get those pictures, because Instagram is still growing. We may not see it so much just because of where our generation is, but it's growing like crazy with that younger crowd, and that's who needs to see the positivity of labor organizations out there.
There you go, Katie. We appreciate it. And, you know, it's always nice to have a fellow Teamster out there getting this done. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Katie Schneider of AppletreeMediaWorks.com. Teamsters, GCC, IBT, DC, Local 3, 582-M. Got to tell you, it's nothing but fun. In the meantime, we got to get going. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.